Good afternoon. God bless you, beloved. This is Neat at God's Word. My voice, how are you doing? Happy New Year, by the way. I hope that it is just wonderful, that no matter what may happen throughout the year, that you will realize that you can still have a joyous time every day of your life. It can be filled with unbelievable joy. And speaking of that, today we are going to be talking about celebrating while disappointed. Because disappointment happens in life. You may be asking, why isn't God answering my prayers? Instead of the situation getting better, it may be getting worse. These situations could cause you to become disappointed. So today, I just want to encourage you, okay? Because in our season of pain, grief, and unanswered prayers, disappointment can overwhelm you. You might find it hard to stay with God during the season. You may find it hard to trust God. Still, where will you go to experience His peace when you allow your circumstances to dictate the path you take? Beloved, God has not forgotten you, nor is He testing you, but He is grooming and growing you through this time of disappointment. When we walk out our lives with God during disappointment, He is up to something that makes no sense. So have patience with God, because He is not causing your situation. I just hope that people will get to the point where they stop blaming God. Bad things happen, but God didn't do it. So please, whether you are disappointed due to overwhelming challenges, He is for you and wants nothing but the best for you. He is up to something beyond your imagination. What is coming is better than what you're going through. Let me say that one more time. What is coming is better than what you're going through. And yet, He is with you now, right now, wherever you are. Whatever you're doing, just stop and think and just, God, thank you for being with me. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you right now. See, because you already have the victory even when hard things are happening. Beloved, overcome your disappointment with gratitude. Thank God for where you are and where He is taking you. It is not for you to know the end that He already sees. My God, He already sees the end. And it's going to be turned in your favor. Think on that. Meditate on that. Let that be your source of encouragement and your source of strength, that, oh my God, that He sees what's coming and He's going to bless you. It's going to bring you the victory. All you need to know is God is bringing good from your difficult season. Put your trust in Jesus and be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Do not soak in disappointment, because it will steal your joy and leave you with a false image of who God is. The Lord is on your side and He loves you. Though it is taking long to get what you are praying for, still God will bless you with more than what you are asking Him for. Woo, sweet Jesus. Is that not worth waiting for? Just calm down. Read some scriptures on peace. Get some scriptures that deal with encouragement. Do not take his rejection. Don't take his no as rejection, because there is a blessing coming that is exceedingly abundantly what you imagine. It is permissible to have great expectations of God. Ask Him for the impossible things and expect Him to come through. Celebrate it as if it has happened. Celebrate while you are disappointed, while you are maybe angry. I challenge you to begin to celebrate and thank God. Thank Him in all things. start celebrating. Now, let's read the blessing from Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 and 26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you, beloved. This is Neat at God's Word, My Voice. God loves you. You mean the world to him.